Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Grace and peace to you all. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Derek Triplett, and this is another edition of Making Changes. Glad that you could share with us on this Friday morning. And for those of you who will listen to the podcast, wherever you're listening from and whatever time you're listening, thank you for listening, whether you're live or whether you're in the podcast. As you know by now, we talk about change, change in the community, change in the church, change in the way we live our lives, change in finance, education, family relationships, you name it. We talk about it on Making Changes. Why? Because I am vehemently against the status quo. Anything that's bad needs to be trying to become good. Anything that's good needs to be getting better. And the better needs to be trying to be the best. And so we want to keep improving, keep changing, keep moving forward from glory to glory, faith to faith. So important that we do that. Why? Because we can't have a better world without better people. Better people make a better world. We can't keep saying, man, we need the world to get better, and if we need the country to get better. The world gets better when people get better. So therefore, we try to change ourselves. One rule of Making Changes, we look in the mirror before we look out of the window. We look to change ourselves before we look to change anyone else. And so I'm excited to talk about change. I view myself as a change agent. I view myself as one that, and all of us who are saved, I am a Christian, and all of us who are saved are supposed to be change agents. The Great Commission says so. Go ye and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Question, what is the power for? The power is for this. You shall be my witnesses in the Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. And so by the mere fact that we are Christians, all of us is to be change agents. But then there are some of us that believe that God has sent us here to not only help to change people, but to change systems and to approach it from both a micro and macro level. So that's my lot. It's not one that I sought after, not one that I even invite at times, but it is who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing. As always, I want to thank Minister Faye Datsy and Sister Heather Butts for the opportunity to share with you on this platform. I'm blessed to be able to pastor the Hope Fellowship Church. You can reach our church at hopefellowship.org. You can reach me on Twitter at Derek Triplett, DerekTriplett. Let us know that you're out there and that the show is being a blessing to you. Same thing on Instagram, same thing on Facebook. And, of course, we hope that you'll go to DerekTriplett.com and join the Trip Nation so that we can keep you abreast of what's going on. There's so much more information. We want to always have that information for you. Well, we start the show with what I call off the top, just something to get us started. And it's really something to clear my head of the other stuff that possibly I've seen or read or experienced prior to the show so that we can focus on the topic of the show. Well, off the top, really quick, I do want us to pay attention to whether, regardless of what your politics are, I do want us to pay attention to President Obama's State of the Union address. Doesn't look like he's looking to be a lame duck for the next 2 years. And so we need to be aware of what's going on and see how it affects ultimately our lives. But I tell people all the time, be more aware of your city politics, your county, if that's the makeup of your government, your county politics, your state politics. Be aware of that because those things will affect your life faster than any federal policy. And so it's very, very important that we do that. It was great to see all of the last week or earlier this week, all of the celebrations of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., well deserved, and we honor his life and honor his legacy. We pray for his children that, again, they might be at peace with each other. I also want to highlight the fact that for those of you who are worshipers at heart, and if you're in the Orlando area, or if you can get on a train, plane, or bus and get to the Orlando area, February the 19th through the 21st, February the 19th through the 21st, is the Gospel Heritage International Worship Summit that will take place. The host hotel is the Florida Hotel. You can get your reservations there. For registration, you can go to gospelheritage.org. Dr. Theresa Hairston has done a fabulous job in putting together this initiative and this movement, and so many of your leading worship and music leaders across the country will be there. And so look forward to seeing those of you who can join us February the 19th through the 21st at the Gospel Heritage International Worship Summit. Another thing that I want us to just off the top, just really, really quick, those of you who are a part of the show and you follow us on social media, you know that every Friday we put the Friday Food for the Fellas, where we just give some relationship advice to men so that we can get better in our relationships. I'm blessed to be able to do relationship segments on the local Fox network in Orlando, Fox 35, and we'll be there on next Thursday, and we look forward to that. I believe it's in the 9 o'clock hour, so we'll be talking about a couple things there in the 9 o'clock hour. Usually we come on somewhere between 9:23 and 9:48, and so we'll be there. So you can go to My Fox Orlando and look live there. Look forward to that. Let's see, one more thing off the top. Oh, what is today's Friday Food for the Fellas? Today's Friday Food for the Fellas. Let me pull it up so that I can give it to you verbatim. I want to be able to do that verbatim. Get that to you. Today's Friday Food for the Fellas. What is the relationship advice for the food for the fellas, to give them a little something to chew on? It's centered around trust. And Hope Fellowship Church, we are concluding on Sunday, 21 days of fasting and praying. And the word for today was trust. Here it is. Here's the food for the fellas on today. Do not take away her ability to always give you the benefit of the doubt. Maintain her ability to blindly trust you. Don't give up your ability. How do you give up her ability? Don't mess up her ability to be able to always give you the benefit of the doubt. How do you do that? You do what you're supposed to do. You don't lie. You are honest. You're not deceptive in any way, so that if anything comes up, she knows you well enough to always be able to give you the benefit of the doubt. If you have lost that, because there will be situations where you won't be able to readily defend yourself, but you need to be able to have a track record of being trustworthy. And when you have a track record of being trustworthy, then you don't take from her her ability to always give you the benefit of the doubt. On Twitter today, we haven't done much on Twitter today, but one tweet that I think is worth mentioning from today, and I'm going to pull that up right now so that we can get to today's topic. One tweet that's worth remembering is this: to end right, you may have to start over. There may be no path to a happy ending from where you are now. Sometimes you just got to start over. You can't fix it. You can't get to a happy ending from where you are right now. You can't get to your expected end from where you are right now. Sometimes you just got to start over and recognize that that happens. Here's another thing, as we're talking about that, and then when we get to today's topic, is that we all progress, hopefully. We all get better. And isn't it sometimes a shame, and I don't mean that, that's just a shame. I don't mean it in that way. But it's often tough. It's often unfortunate. That's a better word. It's often unfortunate that sometimes when we become better people, that the people who experience the lesser of us are no longer either one, in relationship with us, or two, in the type of relationship that they used to be in order to experience the better you. It's kind of like going through a breakup and you become a better person. Unfortunately, the person that you were with before don't get to experience the better you. It's like having, as you've grown as a parent, but that first child didn't get the better parent. That first child got the parent who was trying to figure it out. But then as you grew, you were able to be a better parent, do it a little differently. The other thing is, you know, that though that older child will always bring it up that you didn't do it like that with me. So that's something you'll have to deal with. Let's get to today's topic. Today I want to talk about freedom. The words of Dr. Martin Luther King, let freedom ring, let freedom ring. I want to talk about freedom. I saw something that caught my eye, that gave me the impetus and the motivation to talk about this. Let's use as a foundation the book of John, chapter 8, and beginning with verse 31, Jesus says, the text says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants. We have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus says, when the Son sets free, is free indeed. When the Son sets free, is free indeed. I want to talk about freedom and what it means to be free, because the reality for many of us is that we are not managing freedom the way that we should. We're not managing it, and we're not leveraging it. Freedom must be leveraged. Freedom must be managed. Freedom, I'll say that again, freedom must be leveraged, and freedom must be managed. So let's talk about the leveraging of freedom. Freedom gives me opportunity. Freedom gives me space. Freedom gives me room to work. If we look at the definition of freedom, it is to be at liberty rather than in confinement. To be at liberty rather than in confinement. So freedom is the opposite of confinement. If I am no longer confined, then I need to leverage that freedom. If I am no longer confined, if I no longer have to stay in a cocoon, if I no longer have to stay there, then I need to leverage the freedom. And one of the things that I encourage us to do is to just that, leverage the freedom. You have the freedom to pursue whatever educational opportunities you want to pursue. Leverage that freedom. You have the freedom to be a part of the civically engaged culture. Leverage that freedom. You have the freedom to study and to learn all that you can. Leverage that freedom. That is freedom that you have. We need to leverage that freedom. You live in a country, those of you who are listening to me in the United States, you live in a country where you have the opportunity to not be confined to a certain neighborhood, not be confined to a certain culture or subculture. So whether you were raised in the hood or live in the hood, you have the opportunity to go and explore and expand. Leverage that freedom. Don't stay in a self-imposed cocoon. It's so important. Go get new experiences. Take advantage of new opportunities. Do something that you've never done. Leverage the freedom that you have. Many people, and this is not freedom as it relates to bondage, because marriage is not bondage. But for those who are single, you have the freedom to pursue opportunities that married people don't have the opportunity to. You have the opportunity to take a trip when you want to. You have the opportunity to go and explore the world. You have the opportunity to be involved in organizations, and because your time is yours, you've got that opportunity. Leverage that freedom. Spread your wings. Spread your wings. If you are free, allow yourself to be free and to leverage that freedom. But here's the second thing, which is the more important thing, is that, or the as important thing, freedom must be managed. Freedom must be managed. Freedom is for the mature. Freedom is for the mature. You do not give total freedom to the immature. You don't. Children need a bedtime. Children need rules and regulations. Children should not be left to their own vices and to their own thoughts, because they are not mature enough to manage and total freedom. It is the mature that manages freedom. It is the mature that is able to handle freedom in the way that it should be handled. So let's talk about the management of freedom. The late Miles Monroe had a book entitled The Burden of Freedom. The Burden of Freedom. Because his argument is that inherent in freedom is responsibility. Inherent in freedom is responsibility. The burden of freedom, responsibility that goes along with it. When I have freedom, then I have a responsibility to manage it properly. Let me give you a couple of examples. You have, as an adult, as a mature adult, you manage your own money. You're free to spend your money the way you want to, the way God has designed. You pay your tithe, you pay your offering, you pay your first fruit. You do all of those things, and now you have the freedom to manage your money the way you want to. Spend it on what you want to, spend it on how you want to. But the mismanagement of financial freedom will produce financial bondage. Let me say that again. When you mismanage freedom, it creates bondage. If I mismanage financial freedom, then it creates bondage. Debt. Debt is bondage. Debt is confinement. Debt is interference. Debt is external control. When I mismanage my freedom, I create bondage. If you're in your relationships, you have the freedom to do what you do. But if you mismanage that freedom. It creates bonds. If I have a child out of wedlock, it creates a sense of bondage because now I'm no longer free to do what I want to do. I don't have the, in many cases, the assistance and the help of a partner. So now my mismanagement of my freedom has created bondage. Here is the other responsibility that I must understand, is that when it comes to freedom, I am still to adhere to the laws of being a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't wait till I get grown because I can do what I want to do when I get grown. But you discover that the laws of God are still there. And when I disobey the laws of God and the management of my own freedom, then it creates another dimension of bondage. Adam and Eve had the freedom to eat of every tree, do whatever they wanted to do within the context of the Garden of Eden. Just do not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Inherent in my freedom is my responsibility to God. That's why it's very important that you understand that where there is freedom, there is responsibility. And wherever you connect with someone else, there is a dimension of submission. So I am free, but there is a dimension of submission. It's critical for us to understand that. And when they went against the law of God, it created a sense of bondage. It created things that they no longer had control over. It created judgment. It created being evicted from the garden. It created an internal tension between the two of them. It created a law of the sin nature. The lack of proper management of freedom will produce a dimension of bondage, whether it's in finances, whether it's in relationships, and the list goes on and on. And so I've got to understand that inherent in that freedom is a dimension of responsibility. Freedom, if I'm going to properly manage freedom also, I need to have vision. I need to have vision. What do I want to do with my freedom? What is my ultimate goal? What is my ultimate aim? What is my ultimate objective? How do I manage today because of what and who I want to be tomorrow? How do I act today? How, even though I can, the Bible says everything is lawful, but everything is not expedient, which simply means just because I can do it, freedom, doesn't mean I should do it. Wisdom. Just because I can do it, freedom, doesn't mean I should do it. Wisdom. And so I have to have the wisdom enough to say that even though I can do this, I shouldn't do this. Even though I have the opportunity, and even though I'm allowed, I should. Things I believe that Christians make is that they boil everything down, and really not as much as Christians, but people who are outside the church, and they'll ask, is it a sin or not? Is it a sin or not? Is it a sin or not? And they try to live their lives, and if it's not a sin, I can do it. If it is a sin, I shouldn't do it. Well, if it is a sin, no, you shouldn't do it. But if it's not a sin, it doesn't mean that you should do it. You have to recognize what's good for you, what's important for you, what's going to be most effective and what's going to be most efficacious for you so that you manage freedom properly so that the mismanagement of it does not create bondage. So vision, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraints. Although I may not have restraints externally, I do have to have constraints of my own. I have to say, because of the vision that I have future, I constrain myself. I hold myself in order to do what I need to do. I like living drama-free. I like not having personal drama. I tell people all the time, I've been around so much conflict in my life. I've experienced so much conflict in my life. I've had to endure the repercussions of other people's conflict. I've created my own conflict so much in my life that it is a wonderful thing for life to be at peace and personal drama free. And I tell people, I have quarreled with my last person. I'm just not fighting with people. That's just where I am. I'm going to fight the devil. I'm going to fight injustice. But I'm not going to fight people. I've had my last people who love to fight just to be fighting and love to quarrel. I can't handle conflict the way that it should be handled. I can't deal with them. Why? Because I have reached my threshold of unnecessary personal drama. And for me, almost all of it is unnecessary. So because I like living drama-free, it's important for me to manage my freedom in a way that doesn't create personal drama, that I do not create situations for myself. I did a show on my full one-hour call-in show, Making Changes, that is on WOKBRadio.com every Tuesday and Thursday at noon. And we did a show yesterday entitled Goliath, the Hulk, and Frankenstein. Goliath, the Hulk, and Frankenstein. And what we talked about is whoever you want to be, whatever you want to do, there's always a threat to it. And Goliath, the Hulk, and Frankenstein are metaphors for things that threaten your progress, threaten you getting to your destiny and life. And I'll do a show this coming Thursday, because I didn't get to deal with Frankenstein as much as I wanted to. But Frankenstein is the monster you create. Frankenstein is the monster that you create. Many of us are dealing with threats to our freedom, threats to our progress, threats to our ability to prosper, and it's because we created the monster for which is now a threat to us. I'll deal with that. You can tune in on WOKBRadio.com every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 p.m., and you can get the WOKB app for Android and iTunes. Go to Google Play or go to iTunes and get that app. But it's very, very important that we manage our responsibility. So vision keeps the constraints on. You know, vision lets you know what you want to do. Listen, here's the last thing. Just because I'm free doesn't mean that it is my right to encroach upon someone else. My grandfather used to always say that everybody has to know where their rights end and somebody else's begin. So I want you to manage your freedom correctly, leverage your freedom correctly, so that you can maximize your freedom. Be free. Be not in bondage, but manage and leverage that freedom correctly. I'm Derek Triplett. Catch me on social media. Catch us at Hope Fellowship Church. God bless you. God keep you.